Are there any other kind of thoughts that you guys would want staff to consider? Of those things, I know we'll kind of get into, and maybe you can talk about what next meeting is going to look like. So, or maybe kind of if you could kind of go over how you see kind of the next couple meetings, how do you see this progressing? Because I think we have tried to start, you know, as you put in the slides, start with the end in mind, you know, of how we get there. And so, what are you talk to us a little bit about what you see as like the next couple meetings of what we'll be discussing and kind of how we'll build, you know, into this.
So the next board meeting or subcommittee meeting, we will hear public comment. So there will be some folks I know that are interested in presenting their own thoughts on what our financial dashboard or framework should look like. And then also board staff will provide comments that we've received so far through the online forum or through other avenues. And based on time and where we see how many comments are likely going to come in, we can start providing some recommendations to the subcommittee as to changes that I think holistically most people would agree to. And then going into that third meeting, either start discussing those recommendations or just continue down that path. And we would probably take one measure by measure and go through the issues, whether it's needed or not, or whether there is a different measure that we could use in that place that would be more beneficial. So we'd go through each of the measures, and then we would need to determine what is that break point for when is an intervention required or should be required, and then when is that point in time when those interventions really aren't working anymore, or you are so financially unstable that we need to close you down. And so then those determinations would need to be made as well. In all, I think the process really is just going to be really making sure that we hear from the public and getting as much comment as possible as we go through this process so that we are clear about our expectations.
And I would say, you know, as we've met with different groups to kind of talk about, you know, issues, there's actually some commonality, you know, on board stuff, on related party transactions. And so I think that what we'll see is that there'll actually be a good starting point of where there's some agreement with groups that we wouldn't think would necessarily have agreement that I think will be helpful in the discussion. But all of the stuff that you guys brought up have been things that we've spoken and asked for feedback from the other groups to do, because I think we obviously know where there's some choke points, you know, in all of this, and I think we need to discuss those and figure out how to address them productively in this. But I will say, like, in meeting with, you know, pro-charter groups, maybe some would view as anti-charter groups, there is some commonality in some of the things that are desired to be discussed in the framework. So I think that was one of the positives that came out of, you know, having those discussions, is that there might be some common ground. And I think that'll help to be, you know, a more productive conversation. But I think, again, you know, getting the feedback and being able to kind of synthesize that and talk about it, I think will be helpful. And then obviously the public input and the conversation that we're going to have, I think, will be invaluable.
And I really want to make sure it's clear too that as we move forward in this process, that we will be asking for additional feedback. And so just keep looking at our newsletters that we send out, and as we make decisions here and getting your feedback, I think that would be really helpful so we can get through this process quickly, but also making sure that we are considering not only our stakeholders' comments, but also the charters as well.
All right, one quick thing that I wanted to mention about in upcoming meetings, that with A for Arizona, there's a free workshop that's going to be facilitated by Alaview. That's basically designed to help Arizona school districts and CMOs work through their financial data and explore new tools for dealing with the new ESSA reporting and the future of Arizona reporting requirements. And Ashley and I talked about, like, we don't want to convolute the ESSA reporting and what we're doing with the financial framework, but I think it would be good if folks are interested. They have a meeting down in Tucson, and they have a meeting up here in September to kind of look at that, because I think at some point ESSA reporting and what we do in financial framework are going to not impact each other but coincide, and ESSA is still a few years out for when that's going to be reported, so I don't think there's any desire to wait, you know, for ESSA, but I think having some knowledge of what's going on there, I think, will be helpful. But I think that's also kind of in the universe of what we're dealing with this. So if you want more information on that, I know that Ashley has the information, so just chat with her, and she can share that. But that's happening out in the universe. So our next meeting is...
It is September 12th at 12 p.m., and it will be in this room.
Yep. So get your comments in, and if you have any questions or concerns, I'd encourage you to get with Ashley, and we'll have everything kind of flow through her, so that way there's not game of phone tag. Mm-hmm. And so with that, do you guys have anything else you'd like to...
Good job, staff. Yeah. That's really good information.
Good. Absolutely. So with that, if there's nothing else, we will adjourn this meeting. I do expect our next meeting to be longer, so... plan for the next one to be slightly longer. So thank you all for being here, and thank you guys out there for coming.